Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is James, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
Whew. Yeah.
No doubting.
Yeah, it says no doubt. Not just like a little bit of doubting. It says no doubting.
All right. So, ask in faith with no doubting. I ask God for big things, like healing and forgiveness. And
I ask for little things, too. I'll ask for some really weird stuff.
Yes.
I'll ask for parking spaces.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too.
Ask for sales on meat at the grocery store. I'll do all the little things and the big things. We are talking a lot about faith lately, which is the cornerstone of Christianity. It's faith, and that's the faith that is confident, settled trust, and that's the cornerstone for everything. We have to have faith. We have faith in God. We have faith that Jesus was here and he was raised from the dead. We have faith in a lot of things that we don't see as Christians. So we're supposed to apply that same foundational faith that we have in Jesus and in God to the things that we ask of him and the things that he's put in our hearts to pray for. It makes sense here that James would be telling the fellow believers, you've got to get your faith part straight so you won't doubt. You have to have that confidence and that settled trust that has to be the foundation before you go asking for anything else.
And it makes a lot of sense, because if you think about it, if you have your faith in God and you don't have doubts when you're in those kind of evil situations, or when lies are coming into your head and you're doubting your abilities or what God's purpose is for you, you need to have your faith and have your belief system firmly cemented so that you don't get knocked off your rocker and you're not thinking, oh, I'm the worst. I can't do this. I wasn't meant to do this. I can't go on. So you don't kind of spiral down that drain of perpetual
self-sabotage.
So that's kind of one of those things where you need to be seated firmly in your faith. And it is like, this is great imagery, because it's like, let him ask in faith with no doubting. The one that doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed out by the wind. And I don't know if you've ever been out on a boat when, like, during a really windy storm. Have you ever done that?
I've been on boats that rock just enough to make me want to throw up. But I think if I was in the middle of a really big storm on the ocean, it would not go well for me.
But that is great imagery. Like, that kind of wave toss around.
Just think about unstable people in general, or times in your life where you've been unstable, because we've all been there.
Yeah.
Think about when you're unstable. One minute you can be one way and feel a certain way, and then the next be completely, everything you thought's completely messed up and nothing makes sense anymore. You go back and forth between that. There's nothing confident about having your emotions and your faith not be stable, because then you're all over the place.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring up emotions, because emotions cannot be trusted.
God, and no, they can't.
So many people rely on emotion versus faith. And there are some days, like if you go into Sunday service and you're not feeling it. Let's face it, we've all kind of been there where we're not feeling it. We're in a grumpy mood, getting all the kids out of the house. Like, you've tried to get there. And I find, especially if I don't pray beforehand to kind of get rid of the rush, I've walked into Sunday service emotionally, not angry, but like in that hurried state of emotion where I'm not feeling that everybody's in true worship, that I'm not feeling the music, that I'm not liking anything, and it's all my emotion. It's how I'm perceiving the situation. And honestly, in those times, you need to get your emotions in check and you need to just worship God in faith. Right now, I am here because I love God and I worship God. And despite myself, I need to be here in it. And so many times people are just like, well, I have to trust my own emotions.
Or my feelings.
Yeah.
We always said emotions a lot, but feelings are the exact...
They can lead you off course.
They can lead you off course really, really badly. I think there was a meme that I had seen, or maybe not a meme, but just one of those really nice inspirational posts, I guess, that said, don't follow your feelings. Follow your convictions. Your feelings eventually will catch up.
That's good.
And I loved that one because it's so true. If you go off of just your feelings, our feelings are literally all over the place. If you follow every time they tell you to go do something, your life is going to be complete chaos. And you're not going to have a solid foundation to which you can continue in the right path for your life if you are controlled by your feelings.
You think about some days I feel like cooking dinner and some days I don't feel like cooking dinner. You know what? Every day my kids need to eat. But you need to keep those feelings in check because they will make you doubt and make you turn down the wrong path.
They absolutely can.
Every single time. So that's one of those things where you really need to, in this verse, walk out in faith and not in feelings. Whether you're feeling ready, well, that's a feeling. You know, sometimes you just need to rip off the Band-Aid and go out in faith. Now, the doubting part. Whew.
So if you doubt, that person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord.
Snap.
Yep. Okay, I was thinking about it this way. If your child comes up to you and says, hey, can I please have breakfast? And they don't actually believe you're going to feed them. Can you imagine how you would look at them and be like, well, you just asked me for something to eat. I'm going to give you some food. And they're like, well, I don't know if you're going to or not. Do you feel like it today? Are you going to do this? I would like to eat. Are you really going to feed me, Mom? I would be like, are you serious? So I wonder if sometimes when we talk to God and ask him, will you please help me with this? Well, if you want to, or if you don't mind, or, you know. And some people can hide, and I'm going to say this with all kinds of grace and compassion and mercy. There is the sovereign will of God, but God cares about every detail and every request we make. And if it's not going to be in his will, ask him to change your heart if that's not the thing. But you still have to ask in faith until he changes your heart that God hears you. That he loves you, that he's for you. Make sure you're praying his will. Does it line up with the character and nature of God? Then you should expect that he's going to help you, that he's going to come through for you, because that's who he is and that's his character. But to just kind of always throw things at him like, well, God, maybe if you don't mind, like maybe he will, maybe he won't, please do this. If that's the way that you approach God with things, it's going to be a lot... That looks kind of like you're being tossed by, well, maybe, maybe not. There's some doubting in there.
That wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Like trying to throw spaghetti on the wall and seeing what fits.
And I'm also not saying when you pray, just be like, God, I'm believing you for this miracle and I expect this to happen. And because I can see how people believe so they're praying for a healing for a family member. And they don't get healed on the side and they cross over. Well, they're healed now. It just didn't look it's not that God didn't answer you or that...
He always answers us.
Yes.
And it doesn't always look like the way we want it to look like. But the other thing is, as you just pointed out, sometimes in praying, I ask for something and then I say... But if this is not your will, Lord, change my heart.
Yes.
Help me to desire the things that you desire for me. And that's one of the things we have to keep in mind when we're praying. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be praying in faith. He is listening to everything we say. He loves us. And he doesn't want us to doubt his every move. That's not what God's all about.
And right before this verse, in verse 5, it reads, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." So when we have, if we ask God for wisdom, expect wisdom to happen, then we get wisdom, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you know how to pray. And then you know you're praying and in his will. And God's for us. This week's challenge: are you asking for wisdom? Are you believing you will receive it? Are you doubting? Kind of check and see if there's areas in your life that you're doubting God to come through on, and ask him to change your heart towards that and repent of that. And watch and wait and see him come through for you.
Nice. So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing, and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.